It's time for Sweet Home Cannabama, a show that'll answer all your questions, provide accurate information, and dispel the myths of CBD. You can participate and have your specific questions answered by emailing sweethomecannabama.com. And now for all things cannabis in Alabama, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome to the show, everybody. It's been a crazy good week. I'm Jennifer Boozer, your host, and I'm the owner of Cannabama, the CBD store. We are located at 558 St. Francis Street in downtown Mobile, and next Monday, in 7 days, finally, we're going to open up our West Mobile location at 2090 Schillinger Road South in Suite K. That's just right down from Pete's Party Castle. Most people know where that is. We're real excited. We'll be opening at 10 a.m. on Monday, September 30th, and the first 15 customers will get 15% off of their entire order, and we're going to have some special edibles made and brand new t-shirts printed. We're going to do some giveaways, and it's just going to be a really fun time. So come see us next Monday on Schillinger at Cannabama West Mobile. I just want to remind everybody that September is recovery month, and so we are going to at least touch on recovery issues in every show this month. We're also taking donations at the store. We'll take your spare change. If you'd like to make a $5 or $10 donation, we're offering double and triple points in our rewards program, and that money goes to Angie's House, sober living facility for women here in West Mobile, and to Wings of Life. And so, you know, give, help these people who are, like I once was, trying to get their lives back and salvage their families and their dignity after having struggled with addiction. That's a very important issue to us here at Cannabama, and we appreciate your support in helping us to help them. So today we are talking to Chad and Heather Carter from Louisiana. They're here from Baton Rouge, and they are two of the three founders of Mountain Pure CBD. And so welcome to the show, Chad and Heather.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Hello.
So tell us a little bit about Mountain Pure and how you guys ended up in the industry.
I guess it's been about 6 or 7 years now that we started making the move to kind of homeopathic wellness, where we started really cleaning the chemicals out of our homes when we quit using pharmaceuticals and over-the-counter, and it just really became kind of a wellness movement for us. We both started going to the gym and just eating better and just really being aware of what we were putting in our bodies and our family. And so it was 3 years ago that on that search, our son, who's 10 now, he was 7. He's 11, but anyway.
that matters,
yeah,
Mom.
He would notice. He was diagnosed with ADD and dysgraphia, so he was having a lot of trouble in school. He was having panic attacks in class, and all of our normal paths of oil and herbs just weren't working.
Right.
And Chad has always been a huge cannabis believer, and we weren't really sure where that path would take us. We really didn't know CBD even existed.
Right.
But we started digging, and that's whenever we found that it did indeed exist. And so, you know, there's a lot in between there, but suffice it to say, we found some out of Colorado. I started making my own because that's just sort of what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a year later that Chad came to me and he said, you know, I think that it's our responsibility to bring this to the community, because we didn't have it at all in Louisiana.
We didn't either.
Yeah, and that was kind of all she wrote. I think I said yes, and then that was it, and I don't think I could take my yes back, so here we are.
Okay. No, we didn't have it either, and that was my experience when someone brought it to me and said, hey, you need to try this. And it was so hard to get, you know, and so expensive, and you had to pay shipping and wait. And, you know, thankfully for me, I found a good product right away, but it was very, very expensive. And just the hoops you had to jump through,
mm-hmm.
to learn anything about it, you know, it was hard. And I'm like you, you know, we do have a responsibility to the community, because immediately all I could think about was, oh my gosh, my mom needs this, my sisters need this, my kids, my husband, my neighbor, everybody I've ever met, you know. And I knew right away also that it would that would be a great tool in the recovery community if I could ever convince anybody to take it seriously, because I thought, oh, it's weird. I can't use that. I'm in recovery. So, but yeah, I mean, being some of the first in our states, it's really difficult. How difficult was it to get started with this business when no one else in Louisiana had ever done this before?
So when we first started looking, well, before I started making my own, you could only find it at a couple vape shops. That was
right,
it.
Right.
There was like one or two brands. There was nothing impressive. They didn't know enough about it. They were
right.
just like you said, they were going online. They were just buying what was there.
Right.
So when we first decided, Chad did a lot of work in the first few months before we started opening up, going to talking to a lot of these shops, and everyone's, oh yeah, absolutely. This is going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
And then we launched and it was not great.
Yeah.
And it was not how it turned
yeah.
out. You know, so he'd go back and they'd be like, oh well, you know. And so it was really difficult at first. I remember saying it takes 5 meetings before the first sale. You gotta just hang in there.
Right.
I mean, it was just insane. We just didn't expect it to be so difficult. We didn't expect people to be so concerned, worried,
mm-hmm.
negative. And they were all of those things.
Right.
And once a few stores started to gain momentum and it gained popularity, but that, I would say the first 6 months were difficult. Nobody
yeah.
was jumping on board.
Right.
We didn't move a single product for 3 months.
Wow.
It sat on the shelf.
That's scary.
And we were totally invested in this company.
I bet. That is scary. 3 months. Wow. Mm. Well, I didn't have a hard start. I mean, we didn't have any money, and no one was doing what we were doing. But because I had been so vocal about it, we were able to get people in, you know, and a lot of people, you know, because I had talked about this one company, like I said, that was expensive, and people wanted to use it, but they weren't going to pay that. So as soon as they found out, she's opening a shop, it's going to be more affordable, we'll get our questions answered, they were there waiting for our first shipment. Mm-hmm. So we didn't have nearly that, but we weren't making our own products either.
Right.
So, and you got, I mean, that you're talking about 2-3 years ago. You know, we've just been, we're rounding about 14 months now. So it was already starting to show up. But, you know, there was, I don't know if it's been in vape shops for a while here, but I know there was a couple of health food stores that had it, you know, kind of on an obscure shelf.
Yeah, hidden.
And people, yeah, because, you know, the stigma is so strong. But yeah, that's, I can imagine that is, it was scary for me, and I didn't have a ton invested yet. So,
it was just really unexpected. For us, I think, you know, we had this idea of what it would be, and that's not what it was. I think
right.
that was the biggest shocker. You know, it was just, whoa, that wasn't...
Yeah, your expectations
that's exactly
aren't anything
right.
like reality.
Mm-hmm.
And that's rarely, you know, how it works out.
Sure.
Ours weren't either. I still work my face off.
Mm-hmm.
And I still get, you know, stonewalled and laughed at sometimes even. So, but whatever.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing because it's working. So how did your community, you know, family and friends respond? Did anybody tell you were nuts or, you know, say, what the heck are you doing?
Pretty much the entire community that surrounded us at the time was not supportive
right
at all,
right?
And it was the people that we thought would be the most supportive,
right? Of course.
So
what's been your biggest challenge so far?
I think, you know, and maybe those two questions kind of go together. I think that probably was our biggest challenge, and not to say that it was our biggest challenge because it mattered, because we were easily able to say, okay, well, if those aren't our people and if they're not going to be supportive, we will kind of move past that. But it's still the starting of a whole new, right?
Everything. Well, people are afraid of anything
new. That's exactly right. And that
especially
I think
if they have an idea about it that
yes.
is completely completely false.
Right. You've got to uncondition their old ideas. You've got to introduce them to their new ideas. You've got to be the one to do that, right?
Right.
So, and then in the process, we're living a completely new life
right.
than we were when we started as well.
Right. Okay. So when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about Mountain Pier and what you guys do over in Baton Rouge. So stay with us.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Canabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is Jennifer Boozer with Sweet Home Canabama, and we are talking to two of the founders of Mountain Pier CBD in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And so we were just talking about how you guys got started. Why don't you explain to us what broad spectrum CBD is? I've touched on this in some other shows, but you guys' products are all broad spectrum, so why don't we talk about what that is and why that's a game changer?
So the broad spectrum is, I call it kind of in the middle, right? Because you've got your full spectrum, which everyone's really familiar with, which has all of the different cannabinoids as well as your THC in it. And we know with research that the entourage effect tells us that that is wonderful, that it reacts synergistically together because it's closest to the plant. I liken it to food, right? It's less processed, just
right.
like your food.
Right.
And then we also know that there's the isolated CBD, which means that it's been processed and filtered so many times, you only have CBD.
That's right.
So broad spectrum, it's just the beauty in the middle because it hasn't been processed very much, just enough to get the THC removed.
Right.
But it still has all those other cannabinoids. So it's got CBG, CBN, which we know today are so therapeutically necessary.
Yep.
And it still has the CBDC in it. So the plant is still working synergistically together with no THC, which is also super important because we still live in prohib states. People
right.
are still taking drug tests every day. It's one of the most common questions that we get. So
absolutely.
What we want is to still have the whole plant working synergistically together without the issue of the THC.
Right, and the less you process it, the less you lose the fatty acids,
exactly.
antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, terpenes, all those things.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, other than eating the actual raw plant, you know, this gives you an opportunity to get that synergistic therapeutic value, but you can still keep your job.
That's exactly right. It's so necessary. I think that the industry is definitely moving that way. You hear a lot of talk about singular cannabinoids, like just CBG or just CBN.
Right.
And so that's what I think. It's so beautiful. It's all wrapped up in one. You go get your bottle. You've got everything that you need right there.
Right.
Know?
Right. Okay, great. Tell us about some of the products you guys make. I know one of our favorite things is the bath bombs.
Yes. So the bath bombs are my favorite. I was mm-hmm. going to let Chad tell y'all about the moringa, but I will stop on the bath bombs and say, whenever I first made those, I thought, why am I doing this? We're a therapeutic company. We're not novelty. Bath bombs are frou-frou and silly.
I thought
and,
that too.
yeah. And so, but I was like, I'm going to figure it out. And they were difficult. It took me a while. And then when we started using them, first of all, myself, but whenever we started to get feedback, it was glorious.
Absolutely.
I mean, you're soaking your entire body
right.
in CBD
right.
when you think about how therapeutic that is. So whenever we have customers that have joint pain, arthritis pain, fibro, you know, insomnia, I actually, Brandon, that's my son, he every once in a while will still have a panic attack. They work beautifully for that, right?
Really?
Go have a seat.
Wow.
The water's running. It's warm. It's the noise. It's
right.
got everything, you know. And so I could just go on and on that just, and I always tell people, I am personally one of the most surprised at just how therapeutic they
right.
are.
Well, I've never been a bath bomb kind of, you know, girl.
Yeah.
I just, you know, I love a good bath. But I had, you know, at first I thought, oh, this will be nice. But I actually sell a lot of bath bombs to guys who
yes.
work in physical labor, athletes who have sore muscles. You know, there have been a couple of ladies who were pregnant and they were hesitant to use anything else. But because of the receptors in the skin, they were able to get back pain relief, help with sleep. And they just, one lady ordered one. And then, and she lives in Gulf Shores, so I mailed it to her. And she called me the next day, and she's like, "I'm gonna need five."
I love it. That's how
she's like, "I slept. I'm doing a month. Yes. I'm miserable." And so, it is definitely, it's definitely a great product. Also, the Soothe Stick. When Chad gave me the first Soothe Stick, I took it home, and I don't know what I was doing, but my back was killing me. And I remember my mother-in-law was in town. I was like, "Can you just, like, right there at the spot I can't reach, just let me try this." And I was like, whoa.
Within minutes.
I was like, "I think my back is actually numb. It feels so pain-free right now." So, and I was like, "It's green, and it smells funny, but..." Man, I was about to say an inappropriate word, but yes, I was that like moved by it. So
it's amazing.
I enjoy that Soothe Stick a lot.
And the thing with our Soothe is that the way that that product, the recipe was manufactured, is that it worked prior to putting the CBD in it. And
really?
That's and that's
really important.
It is, and that's also what's important to me. Like, we have to remember that CBD is a part of the homeopathic community. It is an alternative medicine. These products should work in multiple ways,
right?
So it works for pain, but with all the products in it, it works for burns and it, you know,
cuts,
sunburns,
yes,
regular
rashes.
Cuts. Exactly.
Yes.
And again, I could go on and on. Hair growth. A friend of ours, I bet that's what Chad was going to say, but a friend of ours used it on his dog that had a sore spot and the hair grew back.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing, you know. So it did. I think that's why that product is so amazing, is that it alone was great. And then you add the CBD and it's just even better.
Right. That's and all the brands that we carry, you know, using different essential oils and different herbs and that adaptogenic sort of recipe, and utilizing things like menthol and arnica and tea tree oil and peppermint. I mean, man, those things are great on their own, but when you add CBD, it's like magic dust.
It's true.
Because it's like, okay, this is awesome, but then the CBD just takes it to a whole different level, and it's so fast and so effective, and there's really no downside to it. So that's every time I see something new, I'm just like, man, I love my job.
It's so exciting. Because
it
is.
I get so weird.
Yes. And I'll let Chad tell you about the moringa, because that is an amazing, it's unique to us. So,
what is moringa, and why do you put moringa in your capsules?
Well, moringa is, a very great product because it has 92 vitamins and minerals. Also, it has about 46 amino antioxidants in it as well. It also helps the body. It helps with skin. It helps with skin. It helps with the stomach, like treating stomach. It's even been known to help as for moods and stuff. As for
right. Well,
mood,
yes,
like
the,
mood
the
disorders.
Gut is the second brain.
Yep.
So, your mental health is definitely seated in your gut health.
So when we combined it, the moringa, which it's a superfood. So when we combined it, the moringa with the CBD, we knew that with the CB1 and the CB2 receptors in the body, that it would literally get the nutrients and stuff to where it'd be like a carrier. It would it would carry those nutrients to the spots in the body where they were deficient at, because the CB1 and CB2 receptors, they're like relays, like an electrical relay.
Right.
Sends
electrical,
current.
That's exactly right.
So it sends current, right? So,
right.
So then it allows the body to know where the pain is and where it lacks.
Right.
Certain vitamins and minerals.
So, yeah, and well, we've had people that like it for energy and even weight loss.
Definitely.
It's the only capsule that we really push, because it has the CBD, but also this hugely beneficial superfood, and people are loving it, and they're telling their friends about it, and a lot of women especially women are always looking for products for weight loss and for energy because we're moms. We eat junk with our kids. We run around like chickens with our heads cut off, and it's hard, you know, with the way that we eat such processed foods everywhere, and you know, almost nothing is healthy anymore, truly healthy. So it's really nice to have something that has that nutritional value with the CBD.
Yeah, and speaking of a mom, you know, it's great for kids too. And that's what we use it, you know, I'd love to say, you know, and I told y'all, you know, at the beginning we're on this, you know, wellness journey and we make the best decisions we can, but I'm also not arguing with an 11-year-old. I'm just going to be really honest with you. And so, you know what, if you just want to eat chicken and pasta every night, go for it, but you're going to take your vitamins and you're going to take your CBD and your omegas. And so, that's the Vitalize has always given me some comfort in that respect.
Maybe I should give it to my daughter because she doesn't even eat the chicken part. She just wants pasta and bread and cheese and yogurt. And people are like, oh, she's a vegetarian. I'm like, no, that requires eating vegetables. So we do fruit and veggie caps and all, but I need to add the moringa to her regimen.
Yeah, that's
awesome. All right. Well, we are seeing more and more people be open-minded to all the different products. So it's always great to be able to explain to them about the different other adaptogenic things that we pair with the products from all of our vendors. So we have some really interesting products that I know they're unique. There aren't very many of them out there, and I have not seen any other moringa CBD products.
Me neither. Yeah.
So
that's unique to us, which we're excited about that. We used moringa before we started Mountain Pure. Uh-huh. So, you know, that was for us, it just made sense.
Yeah.
Chad likes to say, I told you so, because he actually initially told me that needed to be a product, and I think I rolled my eyes and I was like, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
And now here we are. It was a fabulous idea.
No, I mean, we've never really carried a ton of capsules, and so that's why I only ordered a few the first time, because I was like, the bioavailability, we don't want to waste anybody's time. So we were pleasantly surprised at how well they went over and how many people are coming and giving us really good feedback. In just a few minutes, we're about to take a break, and I want to talk about education. Yep. Which is extremely important to us at Canabama. And we appreciate the time and effort you guys put into your printed materials and all that. And by the way, we're out of printed materials. So.
I got you some. I brought some.
Okay, good. Because people love to take something home and really take some time with it. So when we come back, we're going to talk more about education and the frustration of state government.
All right.
We'll be back in just a minute.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Canabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome back, everybody. We're talking to two of the founders of Mountain Pure CBD in Louisiana, and we were just talking about products. So something I love to talk about is education. I think that anyone in the industry who is not as educated as humanly possible, because we're learning every day, but who isn't leading with education is really selling their business short, and they're selling the community short. Mm-hmm. I know that I have seen and heard some things that I think are pretty tragic from people who are, you know, throwing up a shingle and putting some products, you know, the first thing they found on the shelf. And we hear about that a lot at the store. You know, I went to this business or that business and, you know, this is what they told me, or they sold me this and it doesn't work and I don't know what to do. Luckily for us, they come in and they do ask again, because usually, you know, when someone has a bad experience, they're a whole lot less likely to be open to it. So that's why we do the show. Why we teach classes. And so I would like to hear from you guys. How important do you think education is to what you do?
Yeah, I agree with you. For us, I think education is everything. If you've ever heard me speak, I always say that, you know, we don't just sell products. We provide, you know, empowerment for people to get off of pharmaceuticals and education to allow them to make decisions for their own health with regards to CBD. You know, I can't make decisions for you. I don't want to. I do not want to replace Western medicine. I don't want to tell you what to go home and take. I want to give you the education to know that you can make those decisions for yourself.
Right.
And I get a lot of the same thing. People call me, I get pictures of bottles all the time, you know.
Is this good? Is that good?
You know, or I used it.
Did I pay too much?
Yeah, and that's a lot of it, right? Someone sold them a bottle, no education. They're taking two drops, which ends up being 2 milligrams or something ridiculous.
Thank you.
You know, and it's so upsetting. They've spent $200 on it. So then I always try to guide people so because they're going to throw the bottle away. I'm like, no, just finish it. You might have to drink it, but finish it, you know?
Your 200 milligram bottle.
Yes. And we do. I try to do live events as much as I can on Facebook. Chad and I were just talking about starting to do some videos and maybe a YouTube channel.
We are working on that ourselves.
Yeah, and we actually, at home, we do, at our retailers, we put on educationals. 2 hours, you know, all things CBD, how to use it, the products, how to apply it to your life. I agree with you. I think that we do everyone a disservice by selling them a bottle without knowledge.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I've even said, you know, when you leave my store, I want you to have at least a basic understanding of what it is, what it does, how it works in the body, and how to use it. And you can know all those things, but if you do not know how to use it, you will not have a good experience.
Exactly.
And if you think that it takes 3 weeks to work, you're not going to do it for 3 weeks.
Mm-mm.
And that's completely untrue, by the way,
yep.
In case anybody else has been told that. Nope, that is not true. It may take 2 or 3 servings to get it right, but we'll get it right real quick and you'll know right away.
Yeah, I get that.
Anything else is a waste of time. And drops, come on.
Yeah.
That's I can't even go there. So you talked about empowering people, again, from the perspective of someone who was addicted to pills. And, you know, I also, before that, and what led up to that was, I hate to use the word victim, but being a victim of really just gross negligence in the medical community. You know, I lost my son. I almost died. I had surgery after surgery. You know, we weren't able to have the amount of children we wanted, and it affected everything about our lives. Now, looking back, I realize that everything does happen for a reason, even though you want to punch someone in the face when they say that. I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't choose it, but it's gotten me to where I am today, and I don't regret that. But I definitely was sort of in this slavery, and I don't care if it's narcotic or not. If you have to take something every single day or multiple times a day, you are in bondage to that. And, you know, I've never met anybody that says, I'm on 5-10 prescriptions and I feel amazing.
Yeah.
You know, it just gets worse and worse and worse. So I love that you guys are educating and empowering people to take their health, their quality of life back. And that's all this is trying to give people their quality of life, their choice in the matter, because even people on the highest prescription narcotics are still in absolute misery and they don't know why.
Absolutely. Well, most people don't know that, you know, let's talk about pain being one of the top reasons people come to us. Most people don't even know that narcotic pain medicine actually worsens the pain.
Yep.
So I have to give people that explanation when I speak to them
too.
And I always have to say, okay, so it's like a pie. 50% of your pain is natural of your body. The other 50% of your pain is being caused by the narcotics that you're using to get rid of that first 50%.
Right.
Imagine, you know, the CBD would have a lot less work to to do,
right?
Minus the narcotic, if you, you know, used other alternative healing techniques as well, which is also what I try to educate, right? That it's not just CBD. CBD is a body balancer. This is a wellness discussion. There are so many other things that you can do, which is also why I love CBD, because you can use it in multiple ways.
Right.
You can use soap, you can use lotion, a pain rub, tincture, you know? I mean, we use tons of different things.
Yeah.
But that's exactly right, you know, and one of the worst stories I heard the other day, and it's not the worst, that's not true, but maybe the most recent, was a 43-year-old girl got put on blood pressure medicine, which always bothers me, because I could give you like 10 solutions.
I was on it at 37.
Yeah, and I can give you so many solutions for that. So they put her on that, and within 6 months, she was in four other medications due to the side effects of the first one.
Right.
That's insanity to me. And it's sad and it's heartbreaking, because in the next 20 years, she will easily be on upwards of 10 pharmaceutical medications.
If she makes it that long.
Absolutely.
I mean, for me, I was taking handfuls of pills for pain, opiates. But people don't realize you're hijacking your brain's natural chemical receptors and the way that your body signals your immune system and your hormones to deal with pain naturally.
Yep.
You shut that off and that part of your brain just stops working. And I know when I read it takes 2 years for your brain chemistry to go back to normal. And I was just like, oh my gosh, I'm going to just suffer all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to do that, because one of the beautiful things about CBD in particular is it balances your brain chemistry. So it gets all those things firing again. It sparks up that chemical balance, the electrical activity, and allows, even in the detox process, it's already doing what would take 2 years to begin if you were just to stop the pills. And you're right about the 50-50, because half of it is the chemistry in your brain, but the other part is that your body can't fully process those pills. It has got to go somewhere. It doesn't disappear, because it wore off. And it stores in your joints, and it makes the inflammation worse. And that was one of the most surprising things to me, long before I found CBD. It was 3 or 4 months after I quit taking pills, I wasn't in near as much pain as I was when I took them.
Yep.
And I was shocked. I really didn't believe that. But I would do more, and I could withstand more activity and be on my feet longer and be like, this is crazy. Like, I can do this, and I haven't had a headache in 3 days.
That was one of the things that was an easy convincing for me after I got sober to kind of look at Western medicine differently, right? Because I'd gone to doctor after doctor. I had prescription after prescription, month after month, and not once did anybody tell me, hey, you know what? These are actually making you hurt worse.
Right.
Nobody said that. That was my biggest fear, was I was going to live the rest of my life in pain, and just like you said, a few months after I quit using them, my pain was gone. What?
Yeah.
Where did it go?
Right.
That's crazy. And it made me look at the whole idea of pharmaceuticals and Western medicine just completely different than
right. And then, you know, even for me, at the point that I tried CBD, I was 3 years clean, but I was on antidepressants, anxiety meds, sleep meds, blood pressure meds, and I was miserable. And I still had 3-4 migraines a week. And it's crazy to me, because for 25 years I had those migraines. And I had those chronic pain issues starting in my teens. And to not have migraines anymore.
It's amazing.
And to not be on any, I mean, at 37, I was taking 60 milligrams of Oxy every 3 hours. And all those other meds. And even 3 years clean, all those other meds. And at 41, I haven't been on a regular prescription in almost 2 years. I haven't been to the doctor because I was sick in almost that long.
Yep.
I mean, that's wild. I was always at the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
So it is very weird to be healthier at 41 than I was at 31, because that was a decade dark hole. And I think that people who are convinced that this is just how I have to live my life now, and they're maintaining in misery, they don't really fully buy it, because why would their doctor steer them wrong?
Yep, so, I hear that a lot, which is why I always say that the empowerment is a part of what we do, not just the education, because I believe that we have to give people their lives back. I, I hear it all the time. Well, let me talk to my doctor. Well, my doctor said, I talked to a young mother the other day. Her youngest, who's like 5 or 6, is having multiple seizures. And the doctor basically said that he didn't recommend CBD because they were on several pharmaceuticals and they were still trying to figure out what was needed
right.
for them. What do you mean you're trying to figure it out? The CBD would figure it out for you.
Right.
Things like that just really, really break my heart, you know?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. We see that all the time, too. Pain management doctors do not enjoy our business.
Not at all.
I've had, even if it's THC-free, I will cut you off.
Yep.
And people are so convinced that they can't live without that mm-hmm. medicine that they will just stay stuck.
Yeah.
And it's very frustrating because I'm on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
I know that it's true, and they are having a hard time really going for it. Okay, so can you explain quickly what the legislation struggles are currently in Louisiana? Because I know, you know, I don't know what my home state is thinking and doing. I know they're slowly trying to roll out medical. What's going on?
It's been a mess. You know, when we first started a few years ago, there were no laws.
Right.
And nobody said
That's
anything.
That's where we are.
Right. Well, so they allowed us to open. They gave everyone permits. Everything was fine. And then right before the legislative session, the Board of Pharmacy, along with the ATC, started making noise saying that it was illegal. They basically said that because we had no law, all of it was considered marijuana, and because marijuana is illegal, it all bunched up. Now, we know that's a political game, but political games are what they are. So all of us continued to operate, but we went into the legislative session with the consideration that we all had an illegal business. You see what they did there? That was real neat and tidy for them.
Right.
So now you go into the session, you're a little bit desperate, and the law that we ended up with was basically no inhalables, no edibles, no drinks, it can't be put in anything, so no coffee or smoothies, and it can't be sold in any place that serves alcohol, I believe, or kind of the...
Right.
You also can't have a felony upwards, I think, for the past 10 years, or a misdemeanor for 2 years, both of which is a complete insanity, and all it really does is continue to kind of it is 5 years. It's 5 years for the felony.
Wow.
And so that keeps people out who really need it, right?
Right?
It keeps people from bettering themselves. And getting that was a war. They're not interested. The Sheriff's Association is not interested in CBD or hemp in Louisiana.
Which is a shame.
A huge shame. That's why we're being heavily regulated by alcohol and tobacco. So we're treated
insane.
Yeah, just like if you went to open up a liquor store.
Right. That's crazy. Okay, well, we'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back from the break.
To Sweet Home Canabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
All right, we're back, and we were just talking about some pretty restricted laws in Louisiana about hemp and what that's meant to you guys. What about the Louisiana Cannabis Retailers Association and what that organization is doing to advocate for, to educate the legislators and show them that this is not necessary to be this strict?
Yeah, and that's, you know, we came together because after the session... So what we found is that during the session when we got there, none of us knew each other. We were these businesses scattered around Louisiana. We really didn't know each other. We were all just really hanging on best as we could.
Right.
Then we were sort of fighting for our lives. Now here we are. We get this terribly restrictive law. You have newcomers that come in and say, well, at least it's legal. That irks me because that's not true. At least what's legal.
Right.
Like it's the hemp plan. It's federally legal. It's my right. It's my freedom. So no, you've restricted that now. And you've put us in financial, you know, it's financially burdensome. You know, we're looking at $30,000 to $40,000 by the end of the year due to the regulations. And a lot of retailers.
Wow.
Yeah. And a lot of retailers got stuck with thousands of dollars of inventory. They now now can't sell. So when you think about what happened, it's not just, oh, we're a little pissed because of regulations.
Right.
You're harming the small businesses of the community.
Right.
And then in turn, that's going to affect the consumers, right? Less products, higher prices, so on and so forth. So we came together with the Louisiana Cannabis Retailers Association with the idea that we had to have a united front.
Right.
That they were not going to listen to us singularly. We sat at the Capitol last session and heard the most ludicrous things, that all CBD comes from China, that it's all polluted, that it doesn't do anybody any good. I mean, it's just insanity, right?
Right.
And so, you know, our legislators need educating, but they also need to realize that we as an industry are here. We're here to stay. We've come together. We're not the little people.
Right.
And so we believe and we feel like the association together that we can do that. And we've opened the association up to everyone from consumers, retailers, distributors to wholesalers, with the idea that we're all similarly affected. And
of
if
course.
We don't all come together.
Well, and it's like an ecosystem.
Yes.
You know, the farmer needs the processor.
Exactly.
The processor needs the wholesaler, and the wholesaler needs the retailer, and the retailer needs the consumer.
Yeah, that's exactly
right. And if no one was there, the consumer would be stuck with what they have, and what they have is not great.
No.
And especially in states where we're fighting, see, you guys at least have, it's so messed up because you guys actually have a medical marijuana law that supposedly allows for the use of medical marijuana. Now it's 4 years old.
Right.
And I don't see anybody lining up in any dispensaries in Louisiana, and it's still not available.
So it became available, like, I guess last month.
Right, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, very, very recent. It's only tinctures, so mostly high CBD tinctures. Yeah, there's also a THC, so there's three different products. Very high price. It's the highest priced in the nation based on...
Really?
Yeah, so based on the breakdown of the prices, like extremely. So once again, no low income, no fixed income, no, right? So
right.
You've removed people that really need it. I believe, however, that the medical marijuana program is part of why we saw the lash that we did on CBD, because our medical marijuana program is under the Board of Pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
It is a pharmaceutical product, right?
So well, isn't the state partnered with GW Pharmaceuticals?
Absolutely.
Okay,
LSU and Southern.
Mm-hmm.
So our state has now allowed out-of-state companies to come in. They didn't give it to anyone in state. Let's just go with that. Only in two places. Southern hadn't even kicked off their grow. That's such a mess. So it's a limited, very expensive supply. And remember what I told you about the session. The first people to make noise was the Board of Pharmacies when it came to CBD.
Of course.
So you're seeing exactly.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Right. Which is why, they're quote unquote okay with medical marijuana and not CBD, because they don't want us infringing upon.
Of course. Right.
Right.
Well, the people who can't afford medical or who don't qualify, if they're getting great results from CBD, because if they're using full spectrum products especially, they are getting a little bit of THC, and it's all working synergistically like we talked about. They may not need medical.
That's exactly what's
especially
gonna happen.
If they don't enjoy the way that THC makes them feel. Mm-hmm. I personally don't.
Right.
I would use it if I needed it, but I would prefer actually to only use the low THC products. I just always I've never enjoyed it. Not that I've ever broken any laws, ever. I went to Vegas once. That's what I'm going to say. Anyway.
But that goes back to the importance of the broad spectrum conversation. A lot of people don't want the THC. The few people that do. There's also been some rumors that GB Sciences as producing their own CBD as well.
I'm sure.
You have to, I mean, you know, the state of Louisiana, it is just, you know, a mess with just political BS. And that's what all of this is.
Right,
you
right.
know.
Okay, well, keep us posted on that because, you know, I had thought about opening a store in my hometown in North Louisiana. But I'm not going there.
Yeah, well, our goal is to grow more nationally, unfortunately, than in our state. I will never leave Louisiana. I want to empower and educate the people of Louisiana because they need it.
Right.
But also, we feed our family.
Right, and so,
unfortunately, Louisiana has told us that that's not the place to do that.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow. And that's what I would like to see is, you know, here in Alabama, Alabama farmers, Alabama processors, you know, people like me creating product lines made from Alabama so that all the money stays here.
Exactly.
We're not shipping it out of state to process it or buying it from out of state to make products. And I've kind of been biding my time so that I could do that when it was available. And I'm so excited that I've been to a couple of farms lately and seeing this stuff for the first time in my own state. It's kind of crazy.
That is neat.
To see the plants in the ground, you know, across the bay and in my neighborhood practically. So we definitely want to stay on top of the legislation. I know they're dangling marijuana legalization here in Alabama, and I just sometimes have to tune it out because I know better.
Yeah.
they'll do it after we federally legalize.
Eventually. Absolutely.
Right. Well, I really appreciate you guys. I want to remind everybody, September is National Recovery Month, and we are accepting donations at the store. Cannabama is at 558 St. Francis Street in downtown, and we are opening another store in West Mobile at 2090 Schillinger Road South. Sweet K, just past Pete's Party Castle between Greelot and Cottage Hill. We are always, always advocating for freedom of decision, empowerment, and education, giving people the right to choose their own path and to improve their own quality of life, however that looks. So I just want to thank you guys for coming over. I know it was kind of a stretch.
It was great.
And we appreciate having you here. Where can your listeners pick up Mountain Pure products?
Well, of course, at your store here. And we've got a store locator on our website. So
tell us what your website is.
Yeah, it's mountainpurecbd.com. And there's a store locator, so you can put in your zip code, find us wherever. And then, of course, we've got our website. And I always say we answer the phone, we answer emails. Once again, it's a very personalized thing we want to hear from everyone.
That's right.
Know?
Yeah. How do you know what to change or what to keep doing
exactly.
if you don't get feedback? We love feedback.
Yeah.
Real quick, any new products that are coming out?
We actually do. I don't think we're going to go much beyond this year, just dealing with all the regulations, but we're actually about to produce a single-serving tincture. So it'll be 60 milligrams single-serving, yet we think that the people
we love
want it.
Samples.
Yes. That's exactly right.
We sell lots and lots of single-servings.
People want that right now. They want to be able to grab a few. Exactly. So I'm thinking within the next couple of weeks, we'll have the labels printed, and we're going to get those out. We're super, super pumped
about
that.
Making those ourselves.
Really?
Yes, yes. We have single servings of almost everything we sell.
That's awesome.
It's necessary.
I think so too. So that's probably the last thing that we'll do this year, but I'm stoked about it because I think it's going to be a big one.
I think
people are going to
cool.
like it.
Well, thank you both for coming and for talking with us today. Again, you can buy Mountain Pure products at Cannabama in downtown Mobile and next week in West Mobile. Yeah. You can find us at cannabama.com. Our phone number is 255-5155. And you can also share the podcast on Tuesdays after we air at sweethomecannabama.com. If you have questions or show suggestions, maybe you'd like to be on the show, you can go to sweethomecannabama.com and leave us a message there, and we'll get back to you. We'll talk to you guys next week. Thank you for listening to Sweet Home Cannabama.